going strong. Alert.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn Ritchie and I are going to talk to James Durbin from American Idol fame. One of the finalists. Got a new album. You'll enjoy him. I don't know. I'm not an expert on any of these people. Jennifer, you're better equipped. And I guess Ritchie is too. But I think Jennifer pays more attention. What's this guy's background? Well, he's from Santa Cruz. I know that.
Yeah, and he has a daughter. I know he's engaged to his daughter's mom and young kid, and I think he was pretty poor growing up. I think that was his story, but he was the heavy metal guy, if you remember, if you watched last season's American Idol. He rocked it. I mean, even my dad, who is not a heavy metal man at all, was like, this guy should win. He's awesome. He's got performance skills down. Yeah. I mean,
he's got some pipes, man.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, so we'll meet him in a moment. You'll be able to judge. Can we ask him to sing for us? Sing for his breakfast?
I think so. That would be fun.
Yeah. All right.
I love making people do tasks like that.
So James Durbin joins us here on Good Day in a moment.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
The holidays are a time of hope and excitement for children. But with unemployment at a 20-year high and a record 16 million American children living in poverty, many children risk facing Christmas without a gift under the tree. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to America's most disadvantaged children. But while the economy means more donations are needed, it also means fewer people are able to donate. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater. I would ask the American public to throw its support behind Toys for Tots this season by donating that new toy or making that monetary donation. Together, we can bring the joy of Christmas and send a message of hope to America's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated to Toys for Tots at any Toys R Us or Babies R Us through December 4th. And money can be donated through December 24th online at toysfortots.org.
The theme.
Oh, darling,
from American Idol.
Please believe.
This is the music of James Durbin, the pipes we were talking about.
Never do you
He's
no
got pipes.
Harm.
Pipes.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me when I beg you, I am
Can you do that, Dougie?
Good Lord. I can, but only after I've had something really bad to eat.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
All right.
My dad was a musician. He was a bass player, and he was always off away. I didn't really get to see him much or get to know him.
You already know.
So,
people say that I get my musical talent from my dad.
Well,
I'll never know.
Talking about his father.
It was a drug overdose.
Who died of a drug overdose?
I was nine.
He was 9 years old. James Durbin, welcome to Good Day. You have already a great story to tell. We're happy to have you here.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate you guys having me.
Well, what I remembered, we talked about you last year when you were on American Idol. You tried before that to get on. How many times did you audition before you actually got on?
Just twice.
Just, is that the normal? Is that the routine? Do a lot of people try a number of times before they actually are accepted for the program?
Yeah, actually, a lot of folks who were on the season that I was on actually auditioned multiple times. It was their first time getting on.
Mm-hmm. You were on with a lot of people that we became friends with. I think we all like Scotty McCreary and Lauren Elena, Haley Reinhardt. They were all neat. I remember talking about them. Did you all become real friends when you're going through this event? How close can you become with the others that you're actually competing with?
Throughout the competition, it doesn't really even seem like it is a competition.
Because you're all friends and you're all working
together.
More
yeah.
like you're going through this event together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing about the last season of American Idol is, other than Lauren and Scotty, everybody really had a different style, and that was kind of a neat thing. So it wasn't like you were competing, because you guys all did something different. And really, you were the only one, James, who's ever done heavy metal, right, on American Idol?
Yes, that is the truth.
Were you a little nervous going in with that kind of style, or did you just have the confidence that you were going to rock it?
Yeah, exactly. I just had to have confidence, because I mean that's what you have to have with heavy metal. It's a tough genre, you know, and there's a lot of rough and tough stigma that comes with it. So you got to be able to accept it. And it was tough, you know. I got some crazy criticism from some big people, but I stuck to my guns because, you know, that's what I wanted to give a little insight to America. It's a little insight of what heavy metal. Bring Judas Priest into their homes at the end of the week.
Yeah.
So you have a new single called Love Me Bad and a new album called Memories of a Beautiful Disaster that's just been released this month. What's the story behind that? Did you write it?
I wrote four songs on the record. It just came out yesterday. I did a big signing downtown Santa Cruz, my hometown, and they're probably, oh man, 500-600 people out there signing autographs for literally all day.
So how many years has it been? What, 2 years since the Idol season? Are you touring on your own? Or are you still with the rest of the gang touring around? How does that work now?
Well, it's actually been just a month.
Time flies, doesn't it?
I know. And he was the last season, so
yeah.
They did the summer tour.
Okay, I was thinking it was the season before. I'm sorry.
No. They did the summer tour.
Okay, just, so yeah. you just did the summer tour, so now what happens with the album? Are you going to go out and support the album?
Absolutely, yes, sir. I mean, that's what it's all about for me. This is my career, and this is where my career starts. And, you know, it'll end if you don't promote yourself well.
So,
that's true. Would you ever duet with any of your American Idol partners from last season?
Maybe some of my guys. You know, I'd love to. I always loved writing on the bus and just singing funny songs on the back of the bus and making up songs with Paul and Casey and Bono and Scotty. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck. Continued success. Nice to hear from somebody. We're on in Santa Cruz on KMNY. It's a neat town. They've done you well. You've done well for yourself. So congratulations. Continued success. One of the American Idol finalists, James Durbin, with a new album called Memories of a Beautiful Disaster. Help yourself to that information at DurbinRock.com.
Turn it up. Let it cry.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, it's 17 after the hour. I'm saying nothing. Okay.
I'll answer you in another 5 seconds.
Oh, God. That poor kid. He doesn't know. He's a young kid who, you know, nobody tells these stories on the air other than us. And where there's a reason, nobody wants to admit what goes on. And it's kind of too bad. Here's a kid who's hired somebody to help him in his PR. And they don't do him any service. Nobody's going to want to talk to that kid on that. In that connection, you can't hear.
Yeah, it was a delay. That phone connection.
And the kid may be a good singer, but he's got nothing to say. Aww. And that's always difficult when you're trying to get. And he's probably it's just because he's been poorly schooled at it. You know,
well, they don't get schooled at that. He's a singer. He's not.
Oh yes, they do, Rich. Sure,
they get PR school. Yeah.
People, Claudia McMahon, who is a friend, who's Ed's daughter, she spends her career training people how to go on shows and do this kind of stuff.
Well, they obviously missed him.
Well, yeah.
You skipped that day.
Yeah. Nice, but obviously a nice
guy. Nice guy, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Much success.
Okay, here's one of the most interesting stories of this past week. Actually, the past weekend. Mrs. Obama showed up at a NASCAR event on Sunday along with Mrs. Biden.
Mm-hmm.
The Homestead Miami Speedway. They're trying to support the Hire the Veterans initiatives.
Okay, good place to do that.
And when they were introduced to the crowd, they were booed.
Like, boo.
They were
Although
booed.
I didn't hear the boos, and I watched.
Not just a little. It was dramatic.
I got to tell you.
How many? You don't go to a NASCAR event.
If you're a Democrat, you don't
go to a NASCAR event.
Yeah, that's kind of like walking into a the Country Music Awards and, you know.
Although Mr. Obama had some nice things to say about country music yesterday. He was out.
The country's not all conservative like you think.
No.
Just conservative American values.
Well, but here it is. This is another one of those things where people get the wrong idea because the assumption is that all people that go to NASCAR vote for Republicans. That's not the case.
Yeah, that is true.
But there are plenty of them who are there, as is evidenced, if you had no other evidence, by the number of boos. Now, whether it's just booing because the president is doing such a terrible job or whatever, I wouldn't boo them. I think that was
well, especially when they're trying to push an event like they are. I mean, trying to support the veterans, which
and it's the wives.
Is the NASCAR crowd.
Right. Yeah. But booing her, I think that's not. I think that's it's. Not cool. Let's put it that way.
As they used to say on Fat Albert, NC, no class.
Really? As Fat Albert said that?
Albert said it. It wasn't Fat Albert. It was Russell.
Speaking of no class, there's a story at DougStefan.com today. Richie was worried about this yesterday because this has been floating around for a while. The potty mouth dolls at Toys R Us, these baby dolls designed to interact with each other. Apparently, one of them may have a potty mouth.
Retail I want that doll.
Digital said that these doll that you can say something and it triggers the F word in the doll.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
and
crazy
and
the B word. Crazy B. And
so Toys R Us obviously didn't know they were carrying these dolls until somebody pushed them in the stomach and they went, ha ha ha, thank you. So,
Somebody was laughing very hard.
Be a collector's item. 21 after on Good Day.
Get to Malkins.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Birthday time on Good Day, Tuesday the 22nd. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. was a show that was around in the 70s. Got the careers of Robert Vaughn into high gear. And
they're
also
trying to make a movie right now, but everybody keeps jumping off. It was George Clooney, then it was Bradley Cooper, now both of them are gone, and now the director just jumped ship on it,
yeah,
too.
Well, in the original television show, Robert Vaughn played Napoleon Solo. And we had Ilya Kuryakin being played by David McCallum, who's now on NCIS, enjoying a rejuvenation of his career. Robert Vaughn, born in the state in 1932. He was in a lot of movies like The Magnificent Seven, Towering Inferno, Bridge of Remagen, Delta Force. He was one of those guys that was in a lot of the early sort of big action movies, Richie. He's 79 today. Also having a birthday today is Arthur Hiller, who is a director and also been an actor, but more directed things like The Americanization of Emily, Love Story, Man of La Mancha, Silver Streak, those kinds of movies. Let's see, who else have we got here on the list? Looks like Terry Gilliam from Monty Python's Flying Circus in that series. And now for something completely different, Life of Brian. Been a successful director as well. Born in the state 1940, so Terry Gilliam is 71 today. Happy birthday to actor Michael Callan, whom you would recognize if you saw him from Cat Ballou, Love American Style, Occasional Wife, things like that. And then there's Alan Garfield, born in the state 1939. He was the police commissioner in Beverly Hills Cop. That's how you best probably remember him. He's a short, fat, dark-haired. Yeah, he looks like the, the role that he plays. He was in Dick Tracy, The Cotton Club, Mother Jugs and Speed, The Candidate. Again, the character actor. Been around for a long time. All right, Jesse Colin Young.
Jesse Colin Young.
Jesse Colin Young. Sure?
Pretty sure it's not Colin.
Yeah. Even though there is one L, though.
There's,
It's still
it could be Cologne, really.
Yeah. It could be. All right, let's see what his real name is. I knew at one point in time, but now I can't remember. All right, well, it's not important. From the Youngbloods, he's 70 today. A lot of big hits like Get Together. Floyd Sneed, the drummer for Three Dog Night.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like Try a Little Tenderness, One, Easy to Be Hard, Eli's Coming, Lady Samantha, Mama Told Me Not to Come, Liar, Joy to the World, Black and White, Shambhala. You didn't know they did all those songs, did you?
Absolutely, I did. I have their greatest hits album and a couple others.
There you go. So, Three Dog Night, member 69, born this date 1942. Born in this date an early year earlier was actor Tom Conti, whom you'd remember from The Quick and the Dead, Masterpiece Theater. You'd recognize him.
I know the name.
As well. Oh, yeah. Short guy.
Yeah.
Strong actor. Billie Jean King's birthday is today, the tennis star. Happy birthday to her. Little Stevie Van Zandt. was Silvio in The Sopranos.
And what else did he do, Doug?
56 today. Stevie Van Zandt was in the E Street Band.
That's right. He's a guitar player for the E Street Band.
Asbury Jukes.
Yep.
Was in a number of bands. Okay, so there he is. His birthday is today. Tina Weymouth.
Yeah.
Bass player for Talking Heads.
That's right.
56 today. Born this day, 1950. Jamie Lee Curtis's birthday is today. We've already acknowledged that. Mario Hemingway is the actress. Born this day, 1961. Let's see here. Brian Robbins, who is Eric on Head of the Class, 48 today.
That's scary.
I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. Stephen Joffreys, actor that was in Moon 44, Friday Night. He's in a lot of really spooky, horrible movies, in fact. Scarlett Johansson's birthday is today. Born in the state, 1984, the actress. And Karen O from Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs is 33 today.
And happy birthday to my daddy.
Happy birthday, Mike Horn.
Shopping for presents can get pretty costly, but if you're tempted to rewrap something somebody gave you, that's fine, but there are a few simple rules. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP savings tip from Primetime Focus. Jeff Yeager is a regifter. He says it's nothing to be ashamed of, but you must follow a few basic guidelines so you won't look cheap.
One is obviously the item needs to be in reasonably good shape.
Would you want a gift from someone that looks secondhand? Someone I know gave me some vintage bedroom slippers once. Vintage, my foot. They were really used. Rule number two is just as simple. Make sure the person on the receiving end will genuinely like the gift. I messed up once when I gave my grandmother's hand-painted plates to a cousin as a wedding present. It was his great-grandmother, after all, so I thought he'd love it. I never thought about the fact that he might have already had quite a few of them that his parents had given him. He wasn't pleased, and sadly, he said so. Rule number three, take extra time and care in the presentation of the gift. Don't just throw it in a store-name bag and hand it off. Take a few extra minutes to wrap it nicely or decorate a gift bag for it. I mean, you are saving a bit of money regifting it after all. And rule number four, don't feel obligated to give everybody a present, even if they gave you one last year. Write them a nice note or letter instead and suggest a potluck dinner after the holidays. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor
outdoor winter activity, Instafire Easily Lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
After the hour. Beck, Steph, it's a good day. Per, getting dressed. You're putting on your shoes and socks, are you? Depends on when you're...
Those listening. Are overrated.
Do you wear socks with shoes? Women don't wear socks with shoes, do they?
It depends. Sure. With tennis shoes, I wear socks. And then with boots, I wear socks. Yeah.
These boots
sometimes on. Trouser socks.
Trouser socks. What's a trouser sock?
It's like a cool knee high. It's thicker material than pantyhose, but not thick cottony like socks.
Sounds very sweet.
Yes.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen to find out what's new at DougSteffen.com. And I'll tell you, there's a pile of information and things for you to peruse, including the pictures of life of a broadcaster. The Doug Steffen Good Day program exposed. And there are a number of shots taken of me working here in this studio. If you'd like to see what it really looks like. We had problems with our video, so we're not doing that until we get those resolved with the stream. But we have these pictures of me, and you'll see Charlotte makes it into most of them by hook or by crook. But anyway, some pictures of me doing the broadcast there, some things from the farm that you haven't seen before, so you can check those out at DougSteffen.com. Then there's the pile of tires. Normally, this would not make a lot of news. I have a pile of tires around the farm. We have a dumpster. We throw all the tires into them. But I guess if I had 50 acres and hundreds of thousands of tires that you could see from the International Space Station.
Wow.
Maybe that's when you'd say, well, maybe there's too many tires.
My neighbor's finally famous.
Right. The Calhoun County Council Chairman, David Summers, apparently got some complaints from people. This guy wasn't too smart. Instead of what this big business in tires, you cut them up and they use for linoleum as a base for a lot of different rubber products.
We were out at the playground the other day, and the whole base, the floor of the playground where the kids are, the outdoor playground, is cut up
chopped
rubber.
Up tires. Right.
Chopped up rubber, and it's, it's spongy. I mean, no kid's going to hurt himself when he falls on this stuff.
So if you're running this thing properly, you're not going to need to stockpile because there's a need for this stuff.
For resurfacing roads now, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's mixed in the asphalt. It's very useful stuff. Anyway, this guy's got 250 some odd thousand tires on 50 acres of land, and he was given a ticket for littering, $475 by the town.
Wow.
So now this guy who owns it is from New York. He has somebody who's renting it, piling up the tires. Apparently, there may be something else going on here. I think there's a mob connection. All you got to read between the lines. There's a New York, New Jersey connection to this land. And I could imagine the mob being involved in something like this. There's this big money in the recycling of all kinds of products. Big, serious money in this sort of thing. But it's just sort of startling to come across. You'd think in Florida you'd be able to hide 50 acres of land, especially if it's where it is, out the Tamiami Trail somewhere in the out in the middle of nowhere. If you go across state, you know, you can go for 80 or 90 miles and you see pretty much nothing except a few alligators crossing the road, that sort of stuff. They call it Alligator Alley, in fact, because that's what it is. And that's where this guy's place is. And so they've been hauling people's tire.
Have the steel extracted from them.
Yeah.
Or they will be shredded and made into tire-derived fuel.
Yep.
It burns more cleanly than coal.
Yeah.
And it's used by paper mills.
Yeah. But what you get is still a little bit of steel when you're done. They take the steel out of the ash, and they recycle that, too.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. It's a big business, and there's a lot of money in it. There's something in the chain that isn't quite right, because when I, for example, on the farm, we have dozens of tires. We go through 40, 50, 60, 70, I don't know how many tires. We fill up a dumpster a year of tires from the equipment, and it gets taken away. So if you are changing tires, you buy a new set of tires, they charge you $3 a piece,
yeah,
supposedly as a disposal fee.
And then they sell them.
And they're, you know, guys like this guy down in Florida buy them.
It's like your junk to the dump guys. They charge you to come take all the junk out of your house, and then they sparse it out, and they go, okay, this one goes to this recycler. And then so you pay them $500 to haul the junk out, and then they go sell it for $1,000.
Yeah, good for them.
That's a great business.
Good American business.
Yeah, sure it is.
All right, here's something I wanted to know about. You would be much better, both of you, at this than would I. There is a move afoot for the holidays this year to infuse your favorite alcoholic beverage or liquor with herbs and seasonal fruits.
That
happens already.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So what sort of favorable combinations do you smell or do you taste when you're mixing up?
Cinnamon, honey, if you're talking beer, which is my specialty.
Right.
Pumpkin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin. The pumpkin ale.
Pumpkin beer.
Dogfish. Oh, it's great stuff.
Really?
But everybody has a pumpkin ale. And then the winter spices. I mean, Sam Adams has been doing it for a long time with the, you get the winter berries and not strawberries so much. But honey and cinnamon are big ones.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And vodkas have tons of fruit flavors now. I mean, they're doing vodkas in all flavors, even cotton candy and vanilla. And I mean, you can do raspberry and pineapple and pretty much anything in vodka.
Really? Pineapple vodka.
They have elderflower liqueur now, pomegranate.
Yeah. Really?
I had a beer at Dogfish Head Ale House last week that was made with dates and figs. And it was a super strong beer. It was really good flavor, but man, it was just, you could only drink one of these things. It was done.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Bristol Palin in the news. She has been dreaming of going to Hollywood, but apparently she is not doing what she wanted to do, so she can become a hairdresser. Do you see that? She's 21 years old, and apparently she's gone to hairdressing school. Cosmetology school. She's going to do hair and makeup, not only working for a hairdresser in a regular salon. I mean, if Bristol Palin's there, you're going to go pay twice as much to ever do your hair. Chances are the answer to that is probably yes, just because she is who she is. She's also going to work on movies, and she wants to work sets of television shows and that sort of thing, because she apparently likes what she's doing.
Cool.
And how old is that baby that they have now? He's been, about three, right?
Oh, probably, two or three, for sure.
Right, okay. Another story from DougStephan.com. All right, here we go. The 2-million-year history since the dinosaurs, the dinosaurs 60-some-odd million years ago, right? But now, apparently, I saw two things this past week. One of them was a picture from the satellite of an area of the desert that used to have water in it and now no longer does. And this is just over a 10-year period. It's dried up. And you see pictures of the boats and stuff that were just left there because the water disappeared as quickly as it did. And they're all rusting in the middle of the desert. People say, how did these get here?
Well,
it used to be that there was water there.
Right.
Now, also in the desert, off the coast of South America, there have been lots of whales found. Apparently what happened is the whales became disoriented, and they beached themselves. They were trapped in a lagoon, and there was a landslide, and it covered them all up. And they've been there for thousands of years. Somehow, they have been uncovered, and the geologists are having a field day. Let's check out the story, Whales in the Desert, at DougStephan.com, a fossil bonanza, because they found them all together, like they were trying to save when they moved together as their situation became more perilous, the theory goes. They've researched what the habits are of this type of animal, and they're still around today, these kind of whales. Forced into a situation where they would be scared, they'd all get together. And so apparently they all moved. They got beached, and the landslide covered them up and killed them all, but they all moved. So they're uncovering them, and they're all in a row. Bing, 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 bing. Which is kind of sad in a way, but it's also kind of interesting, I think, to get that, to sort of understand how animals live and how much the world changes. It really does. We talk about prehistory, like what's prehistory to us? What happened a million years ago and the planet's 4.5 billion years old? You can't even really understand that, can you? You can't really grasp it. You can't wrap yourselves around because our lives are so short in the mm-hmm.
It's like a blink in the scheme of
things. Yeah, it really is. In the life of eternity, it's just a little nothing.
Or infinity.
What'd I say?
No, that is another one.
Oh.
Where you can try to grasp the concept of
no beginning and no end. It just keeps going.
And it just keeps going.
Where are you in infinity? What are we asking? We have actually a couple of good Facebook items that are there for your participation and consideration. We'll get to those in a moment. First, let's see if we can help your face out there a little bit. The truth about beauty is that it is only skin deep. But, okay, you want to be beautiful? Here's the way, if you've got fine lines and deep wrinkles, the way back to beauty is with David Pollack's Fountain of Youth. Using clinically proven technology, what this product, Fountain of Youth, does is increase skin hydration by 90%. 90%. Reduces wrinkles by two-thirds. If you're interested in trying a bottle of this, just on the surface of me telling you the story, why wouldn't you get it for free, which is what you do? Whoops, I said for free. Free! It's available free now by going to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and you'll see, you'll feel, you'll sense why it's become America's number one anti-aging serum. No grease, no oil, no smell, nothing. It's just something that takes care of your face. Men and women both love this product, especially when you get it free. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's the deal. Organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, organicattitude.com. Radio code Good Day for your free bottle of the Fountain of Youth.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick.
Flu is nothing to sneeze about, especially for high-risk populations like the 12 million Americans with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. Dr. Antonio Anzueto, a pulmonary specialist from the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio, says a yearly vaccination should be more than just a quick doctor's visit, and will also discuss Dalaresp, also known as Roflumilast.
When you get your flu vaccine, talk to your doctor about ways you can manage your COPD. Patients may not know about a new prescription medication called Dalaresp for adults with severe COPD to decrease their number aware of exacerbations. Exacerbations are acute worsening of symptoms that may require treatment with steroids from a physician or worse, lead to hospitalization. Dalirest is not a bronchodilator and should not be used to treat sudden breathing problems. Dalirest is a once-daily oral tablet and the only prescription medicine of its kind. It works differently than other available COPD medications. There are risks associated with the treatment, so patients should always talk with their doctors about their potential side effects.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supported but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
A new study presented at the American Heart Association's annual session suggests that the type of gum disease in patients may be associated with different types of cardiovascular disease in different ways and to different degrees. While a cause and effect relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body continues to be explored, this may make you think twice about your oral hygiene. Dr. John Dodes sheds light on critical oral care habits that go beyond brushing.
Previous emerging research suggests that gingivitis, if left untreated, can progress to advanced gum disease, which may be associated with broader health problems like cardiovascular problems or stroke. Having a comprehensive regimen of brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a therapeutic mouth rinse like Listerine antiseptic is a key to good oral health and killing the germs that brushing and flossing may miss.
Brushing your teeth alone misses nearly 75% of your mouth, leaving millions of germs behind. To find out more, visit Listerine.com.
Listerine. That's pretty good stuff. It used to be...
I use it every single day.
Really, they have new flavors, don't they?
Yeah, I love the purple one, and I've seen they've come out with one with low alcohol, which I totally do not enjoy. I like it when it burns the... out of my mouth.
Right,
I
so
want it to burn.
Yeah. Let's stay with the smile and the teeth and the mouth department for a while, Richie.
Sure.
There's nothing quite like a confident smile. We all know that. For a lot of you who wear dentures, the new smiles take a bit of getting used to, if you know what I mean. Brian Osich has more on how the stories of success may inspire you and be rewarding at the same time.
Over 30 million people of all ages have dentures, and with this new phase of life comes a whole new set of challenges. That's why Fixident is asking denture wearers to share their stories in the Fixident 12-Hour Hold Challenge. As the number one dentist-recommended brand of adhesive, Fixident's goal has always been to ensure consumers can go about their daily life with confidence. By logging on to DentureLiving.com, where you can access sweepstakes rules, denture wearers are able to share their personal stories for a chance to win free product samples, one monthly $500 giveaway, or a grand prize of $5,000. With the 12-Hour Hold Challenge, customers prove they're able to live a life without limitations, whether that's going out to eat with friends, enjoying certain types of foods, or simply smiling for a photo. For more details on the Fixident 12-Hour Hold Challenge, advice on getting accustomed to dentures, expert tips, and discussion boards, log on to DentureLiving.com. That's Lifestyles from Procter & Gamble.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Wow, Richie, what a smooth job. You should get a raise.
I should. Absolutely, I should. Yes. For what, I don't know, but yes, I should.
Exactly. All right, 51 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Mm-hmm.
In the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Could it be true? Does the housing market suddenly have a pulse? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Remember the good old days when it truly was a seller's market? You would put out a sign that read, open house, and this is the response you'd get for your open house. It's a stampede! Close that door, will you? Well, it's not exactly a secret that the housing market has been in the dumpster for quite a while now, but the National Association of Realtors tells us sales of existing homes in the U.S. went up nearly 1.5% in October from September.
Been kind of stuck in a narrow range. Despite the record low interest rates, rising rents, and job creation, a lot of people who are attempting to buy homes are being thwarted in the process, but we are seeing a good gain compared to a year ago.
That's Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors, who says sales this October were 13% above sales for last October. But even with these positive numbers, Maloney says many people are still staying away from the housing market.
For the full year, we're looking at sales maybe being up just about 1%, so the market really is underperforming given all these other favorable factors.
Those favorable factors, as Maloney mentioned, include those low interest rates and reasonable home prices. Maloney also adds this to the equation. He says there is a higher rate of contract failures affecting the market. In October, 33% of contracts did not go through, as compared with just 18% in September.
And this is caused by declined mortgage applications, appraisals coming in below the negotiated price.
So, the bottom line here, despite a nice uptick in existing home sales in the month of October, we still have a ways to go to fully repair the housing market. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Get 50% off one regular price item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one per household. Offer valid at participating Ace stores Saturday, November 26, 2011 only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
On Wall Street, investors remain nervous about the Congressional Supercommittee's pending failure to cut over $1 trillion of government spending. The Dow off 249 points yesterday, closing at 11,547. S&P off by 23 points. NASDAQ fell 49. Hey, are you more than fed up with the bag fees some airlines are charging? Congress could consider limiting bag fees. Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana introducing legislation that would allow passengers one checked bag for free. It would also prohibit fees for regular size carry-on bags. A worker at a Target store in Minnesota delivered a petition with 172,000 signatures yesterday to corporate headquarters in Minneapolis, protesting the midnight opening by Target this Black Friday. Seth Coleman says thanks to the decision by Target to open at midnight, his Thanksgiving will be ruined. Listen to his hours on Thursday.
I will have to be in at 4 a.m. on Thanksgiving and work at 10:45 and return later in the evening at 10:45 p.m. And I believe that shift will last all the way until 8 in the morning.
Coleman calls it un-American for Target to take away their employees' chance to celebrate Thanksgiving with their loved ones. Couple of closing notes. If you're a bride-to-be and a fan of the Twilight Saga, this might interest you.
I, Edward Cullen, take you both, Swan.
For better or for worse.
All right, there you go. The wedding in the latest Twilight film, Breaking Dawn Part 1. The wedding dress worn by actress Kristen Stewart, who plays Bella, will be replicated for resale. Designer Carolyn Herrera will begin selling these gowns next year through her CHNY boutiques. No word yet on how many of these dresses will be produced or how much they'll go for, but considering the Twilight Saga, fair to say it'll take a bite out of your wallet. Thank you. Finally, on the flip side of spending lots of money, you have a barber in Canton, Ohio, who is giving his customers a cut-rate price. Gregory Burnett breaks out the scissors, and he tells his customers to pay whatever they can afford. Burnett says this is actually pulling in more business. Normally, he gets about $12 for a trim. One customer recently gave him $5, which was fine. Listen, Greg, I said just a little off the top, okay? Blow dry, fine. Okay, I'm David Weiss, and that's another hair-raising edition of News That Matters.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.